AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal, here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Folks, for those of you joining us for the first time, this show is about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This is a call-in show, and it's your show where we want to hear from you. And believe me, we have some things to talk about. So you can give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or if you're email inclined, give us a call. Give us an email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And we have a new number, I was just informed. That's 914-636-7359. That's 914-636-7359. And one more time, so you can put it on your speed dial, because we want to get some callers. We always love to hear from callers. 636-7359. That's 914 is the area code. And also, folks, in the interest of full disclosure, occasionally I'm going to have some callers who I've asked to call so that a full range of what we can do here on Brand Talk can be appreciated, or specific issues that I really think will get us thinking can be brought up. So once again, if you like to give us a call, that new number is 914-636-7359. You're listening to Brand Talk. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and this is WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My New Year's resolution. You know, some people say resolutions are meant to be broken, but I'm committed to doing this one, I promise. It's not that I'm going to get into shape. I work out regularly and have been for more than 5 years. Nor is it losing weight. Okay, maybe it's a little, because over the holiday I did eat a little too much. But that's not what I'm talking about. My resolution is that when I talk about brands, I'm going to make a distinction between proper and common brands. And what is that distinction, you say? Well, a common brand refers to a class and nothing particular, while a proper brand refers to a specific product, place, or person. So Democrats and Republicans are common brands, and Mitt Romney, Barack Obama would be proper brands. And so chocolate candy is a common brand, where Hershey's, M&M's, and Tootsie Rolls are proper brands. You get the point. And so why am I making such a big deal about this? Well, because a great many people whom I meet from time to time, and I met a great many down in Florida, Miami Beach, God's Waiting Room, and we'll talk a little bit about that. We got a lot to talk about here on Brand Talk on WVOX Radio, and you can give us a call at 914-636-7359. They constantly remind me that Dems and Republicans, candy and soda, are really not brands. To them, there are categories. And so I get heat from it. And I'm a little tired of getting the heat. So by making this distinction, I'm nipping the critics in the bud. And secondly, my mission, as we talk about a number of times here on Brand Talk, is to apply the laws of branding into one's personal and business life, as well as to the world as a whole. Because for me, otherwise I guess I wouldn't have called the show Brand Talk, branding is too strong a construct to just compartmentalize it to the world of business and marketing. If one doesn't make the distinction, then they're going to miss the point. And as a teacher, my common brand, that just can't be tolerated by my proper brand of Dr. John Tantillo, the marketing doctor. You see, it's because marketing and branding are part and parcel of life as we know. Marketing and branding is involved in everything. Our businesses, our professional lives, our consumer lives, our political lives, our personal lives. And that there isn't anything that can't be analyzed more effectively, run more efficiently, made more profitably if you use the branding and marketing model. So, you're all saying, well, John, how does this relate to your New Year's resolution? My friend Jack Benny would say, I'm getting to it. You see, last week, I was in Miami Beach, what I like to say, God's waiting room. I stepped on that line. I said it before, but I didn't give it enough air, so I want to say that. It generally gets a good laugh when I go to the doctor. But anyway, so I went down to Miami Beach. I do this every year, and I love Miami because there's great food, great restaurants. It's only 2.5 hours from New York City, and it's great people watching. And so I said to myself, self, I'm in the mood for a hamburger. Now, I haven't had a hamburger since my stent procedure back in October 21st. You know, I've been trying to eat vegan and vegetables and try to do all of that. So I said, if something's going to happen, why not it happen in Miami where I'm happy and I have a burger in my mouth? But anyway, get to the point, John. So anyway, I had this craving for a hamburger, the common brand, what I wanted to do is I explored, some proper brands, and the two proper brands on best hamburgers in Miami was the Feuding Fives. It was Five Guys and Five Napkins, I had to make a decision. And the decision was to go to both of them, not on the same day, but I still had to try both of them. And I did. And the research told me that the extensive research. No, I only had one hamburger. I stayed away from the fries. Both burgers tasted absolutely terrific. They were really, really great tasting burgers. The only difference between the two was that Five Napkins was a much more formal seated affair, while Five Guys, you got your burger and then you were finished with it. It was simply wonderful. I know what you're saying, but John, the resolution. What was this resolution? Well, my resolution is to... I'm going to get to it, but what I want to say is that this hamburger brand was the impetus for making me seek out the proper brands. And there you go. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience of delineating what I would say, the proper brands from the common brands. And what's great about this distinction is it neutralizes the naysayers who in the past would tell me that a hamburger is not a brand. McDonald's is a brand, but a hamburger is a brand. I remember being on Fox, and I almost had a fight with one of the panelists when I was on the strategy room when they said that the United States was not a brand. And anyway, so, but anyway, and one could, and that also violates my, because that would be a proper brand. But so there's still going to be controversy because some people just don't like marketing, and I have to deal with that. And we will deal with that. As a matter of fact, there's an obesity campaign, advertising campaign that people are screaming about all over the country. And even recently, like about 30 minutes ago, there's more. This story is getting legs. Everybody wants to talk about how terrible this campaign is, and they don't know what the heck they're talking about. And we'll talk a little bit about this because they're confusing the actors who are children in the ads with the intended target market of the ads, who are parents, and they're confusing it and they're screaming about it. And an Australian psychologist is chiming in. Says shame is paralyzing. It doesn't motivate anyone to do anything. Poppycock. Of course it's going to get people to do things. It's of course a motivator. I mean, let me not get in trouble with my psychologist colleagues, of whom I do share a common profession. But let's get back to my thought about my resolution. So you see, folks, by making this New Year's resolution of delineating common brands from proper brands, I can remind myself and others of the power of brands. And yes, branding can be used not only in the marketing world, but in the world in general, to analyze intelligently human activity, no matter what it is. And it can even analyze this wonderful discussion that's going on about the obesity ads that are being run by the state of Georgia to help get children to eat properly via their parents. So that this year's resolution, by delineating the differences between proper brands and common brands, will not only assist me in being a better communicator, but hopefully even a better marketer. And can you imagine that if that were to happen, what kind of criticism I'll get? Well, what do you think? Give me a call about my New Year's resolution of being a little bit more defining when I talk about brands. We're at 914-636-7359. This is Dr. John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk. We're at WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. And so, folks, as I said, there we got a lot of controversial things that we can talk about, and none of them are political. How do you like that one? Even though there are caucuses that have gone and primaries to go to, there's enough people on the radio doing that. What we really wanted to do is get to your brand. Let's not worry about anybody else's brand. Let's worry about your brand and how to make a branding practical for you at 914-636-7359 at Brand Talk Tantillo. That's the name. So anyway, I get a call right before the show from my dear friend Frank Krasovic. I shouldn't have used his last name, but I will. He's listening now, and we have known each other since third grade, and so it's our parents knew each other I have fond memories of going with his parents to the Danbury Fair and going to the movies with him and our respective girlfriends at the time and doing all that wonderful stuff. So anyway, he calls me and says, what about the New York Times brand and the fact that they're going to increase the amount that you have to pay for the newsstand copy to $2.50 from $2? What's that going to do to the brand? And, you know, my reaction to it is that probably very little, because there are about four people that are actually purchasing the New York Times on the newsstand today. Most people are doing it through the internet of having it emailed to them, and they're trying to move the business model to the internet model. So I don't think it's going to really be a big deal. And I know that for a fact, because on Sundays I go to my the local market, where I was told that about 10 years ago, the Sunday Times, they would sell about 500 New York Times, Sunday Times. Now they sell less than 50. So the model is certainly changing. And the other thing is that reading a print newspaper is a older person's enterprise. Young people don't read newspapers. They do everything electronically, or most things. I shouldn't say everything, but most things electronically. They can pick this thing up at they can pick their newspapers and magazines up on their iPad, and you can store books on it. But you know, people who are older resist that, and anyway. I had to give that a shout out. And I thought that maybe some of the listeners might have an idea about the New York Times going to $2.50 daily. And if you do, we're at 914-636-7359. That's 914-636-7359. This is Dr. John Tantillo. It's Brand Talk, and you're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. So we have that. And before I get into my winners and losers, and by the way, if you didn't see it, here I'm tooting my own horn, and if my mother was around, she would tell me that self-praise stinks and I shouldn't be doing this, but I'll do it anyway. I hope she forgives me if she's watching from the heavens. I was on last Friday, I was on Fox Business, and we did the winners and losers. Unfortunately, we didn't have time enough to do all of them, but we will have time enough to do them here. And if you like, you can go to the brandtalkradio.com, and there's a link there, and you can go to my blog page, and you can read them, or you can listen and chime into the discussion at 914-636-7359. But I'd like to really talk a little bit about this obesity campaign and try to get some reactions from that. And if you're not familiar with it, I think you will be. It was originally aired on ABC's The Night News with, Diane Sawyer. Okay, I thought I was having a senior moment there. With Diane Sawyer, who's really a wonderful personality, brand. She's when I met her, she was nothing but wonderful and charming. And she didn't know me for Adam, but she was just very, very charming. Anyway, this story, Ed, originally there, and then I was leaving today for the studio for the show, and it also was airing on the Fox News Channel. And let's see where else it goes. And then if you Google it, you know, Georgia obesity ad campaign, you can see a lot of people are talking about it, and it's creating quite a stir. And basically, if you're not familiar with this campaign, it's obese actors, children actors, who are asking their parents, why am I overweight? Or why do I have high blood pressure? And what people are confusing is that they think that the ad is targeted to children. It's not targeted to children. It's targeted to adults. And when people say you're shaming people to get them to respond, what the heck are they talking about? It's not shaming people. You might not be aware that your child has a problem with obesity. Take it from somebody who was obese as a child. I wish I would have gotten a parental intervention. And somebody would have said, Johnny, what we're going to do here is we're going to make you eat healthier. But instead, I ate all the wrong foods. I ate all the wrong cakes. And I was heavy until the age of 51 years old. I could never understand how to do that. So I don't see where this campaign is a problem. I guess what the problem is the emphasis is on the wrong syllable. And what that basically means is these ads are targeted to adults. They are not targeted to kids. And making kids want to go on diets, it's to get the parents aware to get a discussion going. And but, hey, how do you feel about that? We're at 636-7359. That's 914. This is Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and I'd like to find out what you think and what your brand is and where you're from and how you feel about the New York Times increasing their newsstand price and also this childhood obesity ad campaign targeted to parents. Jeez. Anyway, so that takes care of that. I have some other things that are on my talking points list, but I'm going to put that away. I shouldn't say away, aside, because what I really like to now do is get into my winners and losers of 2011. And, you know, each week what I've done, oh, I do, is I choose brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed on basic brand fundamentals so that you can implement the takeaways into your own life. There's always a practical, when I write something, it's not for me simply to toot my own horn. It's for hopefully, and my friend Charlie always reminds me that I don't always do that. And if I don't do that, I'd love for you to tell me when I don't do that, because, you know, when your friends tell you, you don't know whether or not what's going on there, whether or not they're really listening or they're too close to it. But anyway, the whole idea of the brand winners is so that you can, in fact, take away what these characteristics of the brand winners are and implement them into either your personal life, your business life, and or your career. And anyway, what I did along with my producer Jonathan, We went back through all our archives of everything that we've done over the year, and we've come up with five winners and five losers, and we also came up with some honorable mentions or honorable dismentions. And without any further ado, let's start by saying one of the winners was Miss Winehouse, who met an untimely death, and it was a tragic story. But her brand as being an artist is something that can be appreciated, and it's a brand appreciation in the sense that it's unfortunate that the tragedy of her death made her appreciate her brand even more, not only by her fans, but by people who maybe weren't even aware of how good she really was. And for that, you just have to tip your hat out to her. And it should be mentioned that her brand after her death, with a lot of artists, really was increased the sales of her records. The second winner is something that I talked about a great deal. It's General Motors. And they did very well, $7.1 billion. And we're going to talk more about that after our break. And give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucena. On the heels of his victory in the Iowa caucuses, Mitt Romney in New Hampshire, the set of the nation's first primary.
They're now on track to retire a guy who's a nice guy, but over his head. It's time for Barack Obama to go home and for someone who understands our economy to lead this country.
Romney picking up the endorsement of 2008 Republican nominee John McCain. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who finished at the bottom of the heap, ending her campaign.
We never compromised our principles, and we can leave this race knowing that we ran it with utmost integrity. We made a very important contribution to this race.
Texas Governor Rick Perry signaling he is still in it. Temps in Florida expected to slowly warm up after a frosty couple days.
Florida provides fruits and vegetables to the rest of the country during winter, but not preparing for freezes can cost a farmer much of his income.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown, Fox News. We report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. Another cold day with high temperatures climbing into the middle 20s. Your weather outlook for tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight lows into the middle 20s. Mostly sunny on Thursday. Thursday's high climbing close to 40. Partly sunny into the middle 40s on Friday. Saturday, clouds and sunshine. Highs up near 50. You could see some rain or snow on Sunday. Sunday's highs lower 40. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
27 degrees and cloudy.
Ready or not, the new year is here.
All systems go.
Make it your New Year's resolution to stay right here, VOX.
WVOX.
We are back. You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and I'm here to listen to you. Is your career in limbo? Are you struggling over your next steps? As your brand in transition, how do you feel about the New York Times brand? How do you feel about the obesity campaign using overweight actors to communicate a point? Give us a call at 914-636-7359. That's 914-636-7359. Or maybe you have a business that you like to start and you just don't have the confidence. Well, this is where you get the confidence, right here on Brand Talk, and which is on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And I'm thinking of this because one of the wonderful things of traveling and also being on Fox from time to time is that you meet interesting folks and you meet a lot of interesting entertainer folks. And in my travels, I met this actor, and you know, I don't have to say that all actors are generally pretty good-looking folks, and this kid was good-looking, and that, I think, was his problem, that when I asked him what does he want to do, he didn't know what he wanted to do. He started as a dancer, and he was in Cirque du Soleil, and he did a lot of dancing in, you know, what do they call it, regional theater. And the problem was he didn't know whether or not he was a dancer or an actor. And what we tried to do is we tried to delineate or, you know, get out of him exactly what it was that he wants to do. And thank God I finally got it out of him. That's what we like to consider on Brand Talk. And we like to, sometimes you need a third party to bounce ideas off of and get some feedback as to where you're going. And hopefully we did this for this young fellow, and that he's on to do great things. But this is Brand Talk. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. This is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. The number, it has changed, is 914-636-7359. So where we left off is one of my favorite subjects, and my friends, and more specifically, well, he's a friend as well as the producer. My friend Jonathan is always reminding me that that you know, John, you did predict this General Motors thing. It's just amazing, and that this year they made a profit of 7.1 million, and of course the naysayers are now criticizing the Ford Jolt, the Volt, is that it? The Ford Volt, the Chevy Volt, and they're all screaming about that and saying that there's $20,000 worth of subsidies in that car, and they're all. But the point is that the company came back after. If you got to understand that they lost $82 billion in 2008. So it's quite a comeback. And I did write in 2009, what will they say when GM makes a profit? So anyway, if you're interested, that's one. Steve Jobs, I mean, I've said enough about Steve Jobs. You know, I wrote about Steve Jobs. I admired Steve Jobs, and he's somebody that is what I call Mr. Marketer. And we can, if you're in marketing and branding, you just have to tip your hat off to Steve Jobs. And then, of course, there's the royal family that we talked about, and just being there, and it's such a great brand. I guess it's a common brand, and each of the individuals are proper brands, But the two kids that got married, the prince and the princess, just absolutely that was I call that royal wedding was the Super Bowl of branding, as far as I'm concerned, and how it really made the royal brand something to keep to remind us how just wonderful it is. So. Anyway, that was a winner. And by the way, if you have a winner, you might have a winner that I didn't include here. If you do, that's 914-636-7359. That's 914-636-7359. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk. You can listen to us every Wednesday from 3 to 4 on my favorite radio station, WVOX. And then, of course, there's McDane's Restaurant. And for you, for those of you out there that forgot just about what McDane's did, well, there was this owner by the name of Mike Buick, and he decided to not allow children under the age of 6 years old to come into the restaurant. And it wasn't his idea. It was the idea of his customers. And so, you know, if a marketer listens to his customers, that's what marketing is all about. So you got to just tip the hat out to him. And my favorite line that he said, and it's a little, it might be a little tough love, but every once in a while we need a wake up call. And he said, and I quote, "Kids, a Paulin interpretation." They might be the center of their parents' universe, as it should be, but they're not the center of everyone else's universe, unquote. So with that in mind, and believe me, I love children. I am not a W.C. Fields fan that believes that a man who hates dogs and kids can't be all bad. I am not. I have a great appreciation for young people. They keep you young. No one likes a screaming baby, even their parents. And there you have it. So those were my five winners of the year. And I have, as honorable mentions, Taylor Swift. Just seeing Taylor Swift makes me smile. I just think she's a great kid. She's a great entertainer, and I just think she's the cat's meow. She's really, and there's just something, you know, there are personality brands that you just take a shine to, and she's one of them. And she's young enough to be my granddaughter, so I hope everyone is taking that the right way. She's just a great, great kid. McDonald's for best mature brand maintenance. By the way, they asked me to talk about that on the Fox Business Show. And you could, like I said, you can take a look at it. If you Google John Tantillo videos, you'll see it. Or go to the Fox Business website, you'll be able to see it. Another one is Katie Couric for best brand revival. JetBlue for responding to the their crisis responsibly. And watch out, folks, for my favorite brand, Tiger Woods. That's another great brand. So the losers, and what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you a few losers, and then I'm going to get into Did You Know That? We'll break it up a little bit. And I also would like to hear from you. Have no fear. I'm a pretty reasonable man. I will not chew your head off, as you well know. It's not part of my brand. That's nothing. When I used to teach, I always tried to create an atmosphere where anybody could ask a question and no question was foolish or silly. And we're here at 914-636-7359. You're listening to Brand Talk. And well, let's get into the Did You Know That. And It's what I do each week is we do Did You Know That? And without any further ado, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? Folks, what if not only your home, but your entire hometown burned to the ground, forcing you to fend for yourself? That's what happened to a teenager named King after the Chicago Fire of 1871. King took to the road. He became a traveling salesman, a salesman who would change the world. You see, along the way, King met the inventor of the disposable bottle cap. A successful invention, the inventor told him, was one that could be purchased again and again by satisfied customers. The trick was finding an everyday need and the best way to meet that need. King rejected countless possibilities until one morning he was shaving and had the big idea. A razor with an affordable and disposable blade. Experts told him it would never work. They said steel couldn't be produced hard or cheap enough. But scientist William Nickerson agreed to try. 2 years later, the razor was reality. King started a company. Sales grew. Then came World War I. His razors were issued to everyone in the U.S. military. Soon an entire nation embraced his revolutionary new idea, and a journey that had begun with a fire ended with King Gillette becoming a household name. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back. You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We love to hear what you think of the winners, losers, and the Did You Know That? When you can do that by giving us a call at 914-636-7359. That's 914-636-7359. Well, the Gillette story is about many things. First, it's about a transition that begun because of a terrible situation that happened to a young man. That was the Chicago Fire. And what this did, he had to leave home and discovered a life and a vocation for himself as a result of this experience. And it's also about not giving up and building on what you have. And Donald Trump talks about this, and if there's anything that Mr. Trump can provide us or provide everybody, it's this idea of never giving up and continuing continuing the race or continuing the experience or the journey. And so Gillette spent years on the road as a traveling salesman. And I guarantee one of the things he learned as a traveling salesman was that you basically can't sell something to someone who doesn't want what you're selling. And this experience, combined with the valuable advice of the inventor, made him recognize that a valuable consumer invention is one that is very useful, fills an obvious need, but is also cheap enough to be disposable so that the purchase can be made again and again and again, and improvements can be induced in subsequent products, which Gillette has done 100 plus years. Second, the story, not surprisingly, when it comes to an invention story, is about not giving up in the face of naysayers. Gillette followed the need for a disposable razor that he knew was there, and by following that need, instead of the question of whether or not the thing was possible, he ended up getting the materials and technology He needed to meet the need. And now you can say, I now know that. And so another Did You Know That is in the archives. And by the way, if you want to hear any of our previous shows and you're a novice or new to Brand Talk, if you go to brandtalkradio.com, you can listen to the Did You Know That as well as the entire show. And you're, like I said, you're listening to Dr. John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk that we're on. You're listening to WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. And let's get back to the losers. And the loser they asked me to talk about was on the Fox Business interview was Standard & Poor's. And one criticism I had was not at me. The strongest point that I made, I wasn't given enough time to elaborate on it. And it was this: you have to understand that the reason that I believe Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. The U.S. government money was because it was trying to make up for the fact that these were the folks that brought us AAA junk bonds. So my point was, what you never want to do is you never want to build your brand on the backs of somebody else's brand. And somebody told me in my Facebook or in the email that was something unique, and it was something that could have even been explained more. And anyway, so for me, they were a loser because you just never want to do that. You always want to be true to your brand. And whether or not you apply that in politics, and we're not going to get into politics, but if you want to apply that to politics, whether or not you're going to apply that if you're a personality or an entertainer brand, whatever it is, you got to be true to your brand. And that's what we do here on Brand Talk on 1460 on your AM dial WVOX. And you're listening to Dr. John Tantillo. And if you have any opinions on any brand, maybe even your own, why not give us a call at 914-636-7359. That's 914-636-7359. So that was one loser. Another loser was Charlie Sheen. I mean, I don't think you need brain surgery for that one. I mean, this is the person that brought the expression winning to be a very ineffective way to describe his behavior. And he just lost. He just lost his audience. And what you never want to do is you never want to criticize your audience or your target market. And you always have to remember what it is that they want. And it's not about you. And it was just a shame that he lost sight of that. And so Charlie Sheen was a definite loser in the John Tantillo Marketing Doctor 2011 Losers Award. And then, of course, the soap opera. And the soap opera finally died in 2011, and ABC took the venerable All My Children and One Life to Live off the air. And that is a great example of the target market just not being there anymore. And two things. How many people stay at home today? Okay. And if we take a look at the original demographic, it was women. And if you look back, soap operas came from the good folks at Procter & Gamble who pushed their soap products as advertisers. And that started in the 1930s over the radio and was transformed into the television format. It doesn't take much math or great observations to see that a lot of folks don't stay home anymore during that time. And the other interesting idea is the content is seen in prime time. So there's just simply, there was really no need for the soap opera anymore. And their numbers went down to the level that it just wasn't profitable anymore. So they were a loser. And then the other thing we have to talk about is Penn State. And, I got to be honest with you. I do not really like to cause a lot of controversy. I as I get older, I don't really like to throw bombs. And I did the Penn State post, and I really, for Fox, and if you want, you can take, if you missed it, you can see it on the foxnews.com website. But I got a lot of heat for it and a lot of negative comments from people basically saying I didn't know what I was talking about because Penn State should, I basically said they should change their name. And very strange that a lot of my political friends told me that it was a brilliant idea and they wouldn't be so sure that it's not in fact being considered, but my my friends on the street weren't quite as kind to me. So what I basically suggested because of the scandal was that Penn State changed their name, and even if they don't change their name, they have to be considered a brand loser. And so anyway, because for me, by changing the name, they can express how committed they are to making things right, so much that they're willing to abandon their name. And, I understand that if you went to Penn State, you're not a happy camper for this, this marketing guy to go and tout what he thinks is the right thing to do, but it's something that they should at least consider. So, anyway, WVOX is the station you are listening to. 1460 on your AM dial is where you get us. And this is Brand Talk, and I'm the host, Dr. John Tantillo. And another loser, and I think I will get people I don't think are going to disagree with this one, and that is Netflix. And what the good folks at Netflix decided to do is raise their prices by, a whopping 60%. Not a good idea to do. And what they also decided to do is split the company up and. Here's a company that shouldn't have changed their name, but wanted to change their name, which got their customers even more angry at them. So this was not really a smart move. And as I had mentioned in this interview that I did, this is a classic example. And if you have a small business, it's probably your partner, and you will get into it. It's the clash between marketing versus finance. the Clash of the Titans. The financial people want to make sure that you have a good, solid bottom line, and the marketing people say you can't do that because it's going to affect sales. And so the fight continues. So anyway, it's the Clash of the Titans, as I like to say. So anyway, and then some dishonorable mentions, and I don't want to, I'm going to go over this quite, I won't mention that one because that one will, that might, I believe that we shouldn't talk about politics here, so I won't go into that. Miley Cyrus, the worst brand meltdown, the poor kid. I think she's a great example of someone who worked hard for most of our life, and now it's catching up with her. And what could I tell you? That's a tough one. And then, of course, how could we forget Bank of America? It only was charging them $5 a month, which came to pennies in terms of getting people to have to pay for their own money. But that's the point in marketing. It's not just. It's how it's perceived by your customers. And, gee, I can't believe it. Another show is over. Why don't you come and visit us next week between 3 and 4 on WVOX. See ya.